You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. You don't have to hit rock bottom to make a different choice. Last week marked 4 years since I decided to remove alcohol from my life. Aside from all the expected benefits of better sleep, better health, better mood, better skin, one of the most beautiful gifts over the last 4 years has been that I've learned to trust myself more than I ever had before. I've learned to have my own back. I've learned that I can do what I say I'm going to do. I can feel confident in being able to show up for myself when I need it most. Quitting drinking has allowed me to essentially parent myself, to look after myself, to be there for myself in a way that's loving and gentle and kind. I can show up for my sons with that same tenderness and awareness too. It is the boldest act of radical kindness that I have gifted my family. Unhealthy, dependent relationships with alcohol are present on both sides of my family. Sometimes these were obviously destructive, and other times they appeared to be highly functioning. It made it difficult as a child to identify alcohol as a potential problem when there were so many different environments where it was being used to numb and distract, but also to connect and to celebrate. What I've learned over the last 4 years is that time slows to the drip of honey without alcohol in the most delicious way. There's less urgency, less rush, less chaos, and more time to savor and to ponder and to consider things. There's more space to pause and decide my next right step in times of intensity, and also more space to savor the beauty and the magic of the more simple and ordinary moments, especially with the people I love. Alcohol was the handbrake on my life. Releasing that handbrake has allowed all that is good to flow to me and all that needed to be released to dissolve and flow away. It's put me in the receptive mode and bit by bit allowed me to feel worthy and available to the most magical and gentle life that I get to live. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100 day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.